אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם
We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student on page 336, Introduction to Tests. You can ask questions live on CAB TV and selected questions related to the topic of the lesson will be aired.
We'll start from 43.
Item 43. If, for example, the Creator were to establish open providence with His creations and that, for instance, anyone who eats a forbidden thing would suffocate on the spot, and anyone who performs a mitzvah would discover such wonderful pleasures in it, like the finest delights in this corporeal world, then what fool would even contemplate tasting a forbidden thing, knowing that he would immediately lose his life because of it, just as one does not consider jumping into a fire? Also, what fool would leave any mitzvah without performing it as quickly as possible, just as one who cannot retire from a linger with a great corporeal pleasure that comes into his hand without receiving it as swiftly as he can? Thus, if providence were open before us, all the people in the world would be complete righteous. Item 44. Thus, you see that all we need in our world is open providence. If we had open providence, all the people in the world would be completely righteous. They would also cleave to Him with absolute love, for it would certainly be a great honor for any one of us to befriend and love Him with our heart and soul and cleave on to Him without losing even a minute. However, since it is not so, and the mitzvah is not rewarded in this world, and those who defy his will are not punished before our eyes, but the Creator is patient with them, and moreover, sometimes think the opposite. As it is written, "Behold, such are the wicked, and they that are always at ease increase riches. Hence, not all who want to take the Lord may come and take. Instead, we stumble every step of the way, until, as our sages wrote about the verse, 'I have found one man out of 1,000, that 1,000 enter a room and one comes out to teaching.'" Thus, understanding His providence is the reason for every good, and the lack of understanding is the reason for every bad. It turns out that this is the axis that all the people in the world circle for better or for worse.
Certainly, if we would feel our path is good, is pleasant for our ego, for our nature, who wouldn't come to us? We would have to open a study room for the whole world. Who wouldn't come? If it's pleasant and tasty and good, and if such promises for the future and it's all revealed and we can see it in advance, how much everything is beautiful, our ego would push us forward, attract us, pull us, draw us. It wouldn't give us a moment rest. Jealousy, lust, honor, feelings in this world, feeling in the next world, in the upper world, the Garden of Eden, everything would be brought to the world. The world would be full and illuminating for a person and attracting him more and more. Only, it's certainly not like that. As it's difficult for us to understand, we can't agree that all of reality other than ours is opposite. The filling, the pleasure, the revelation, everything is according to the degree of bestowal one acquires. You can't do it otherwise. You can't reach the filling otherwise, the degree of the Creator. And therefore, the true providence is concealed in change of form. We can't appreciate, we can't understand, to taste from in order to bestow. We don't have vessels for that. Please, you can bestow to all the directions, but you don't taste anything good in this, because your vessels are as such. And therefore, only for those who have a spark that is illuminating for them and obligates them, other than their ego, which obligates him anyhow to hold on and maintain, and he cares for this spark to enlarge it through study, through the environment, then he advances. And as such, truly, there's one out of a thousand. It's clear, yes? There's no questions. Good.
Item 45. When we closely examine the attainment of providence that people come to sense, we find four kinds there. Each and every kind receives specific providence by the Creator, in a way that there are four discernments in the attainment of providence here. In fact, there are only two: concealment of the face and revelation of the face. But they are divided into four. There are two discernments in providence of concealment of the face, which are single concealment and concealment within concealment, and two discernments in the providence of revelation of the face, providence of reward and punishment, and eternal providence.
Again,
when we closely examine the attainment of providence that people come to sense, we find four kinds there. Each and every kind receives specific providence by the Creator, in a way that there are four discernments in the attainment of providence here. In fact, there are only two: concealment of the face and revelation of the face. But they're divided into four. There are two discernments in providence of concealment of the face, which are single concealment and concealment within concealment, and two discernments in the providence of revelation of the face, providence of reward and punishment, and eternal providence.
Well, he says it's going to be clarified for us, so we'll read the rest.
Item 46. The verse says, "Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall come upon them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evil which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods." When you regard these words, you will find that in the beginning it states, "Then my anger shall be kindled, and I will hide my face," meaning one concealment. Afterwards it states, "And many evils and troubles shall come upon them, and I will surely hide my face," meaning double concealment. We must understand what is this double concealment.
Meaning in the beginning, concealment one comes. If a person, for some reasons, cannot overcome the first concealment, then he enters double concealment. And we need to understand, why does the concealment come in at all? And why he can overcome or not over, can't overcome? What's his work here? What's his choice? But anyhow, we see that this is what happens. That apparently also the concealment that comes to raise us to revelation. But here it is written that from the concealment that comes on him, he falls to the double concealment.
Item 47. We must first understand what is the meaning of the face of the Creator about which the writing says, I will hide my face. It can be thought of as a person who sees his friend's face and knows him right away. However, when he sees him from behind, he is not certain of his identity. He might doubt perhaps he is another and not his friend. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good and that it is the conduct of the good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon his creations, it is considered that his face is revealed to his creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses him, since he behaves according to his name. As we have seen above regarding open providence.
Again,
we must first understand what is the meaning of the face of the Creator about which the writing says, I will hide my face. It can be thought of as a person who sees his friend's face and knows him right away. However, when he sees him from behind, he is not certain of his identity. He might doubt perhaps he is another and not his friend. So is the matter before us. Everyone knows and feels that the Creator is good and that it is the conduct of good to do good. Hence, when the Creator generously bestows upon his creations, it is considered that his face is revealed to his creations. This is because then everyone knows and senses him, since he behaves according to his name, as we have seen above regarding open providence.
It's difficult here for us to say what he's talking about, because we never felt what is to be in revelation. In the revelation of face, a facial revelation. So he's not talking about the pleasures of the wicked that can steal and kill and do all sorts of actions and from this enjoy and say that this is the revealed revelation. Providence. Here we're talking about the face of the Creator. So in order, this is the matter, in order to reach concealment, we need, against that, to understand the revelation. We need to feel the revelation. This, without that, is impossible to understand. Therefore, he says, where? For who doesn't feel the Creator that he's good, and therefore he reveals the concealment? Yes. Please, questions.
Scott from England and Audrey from Peter are asking, what is the providence of reward and punishment?
Look, what we're reading right now is only bringing, you know, details and detailed details. He doesn't start to explain this. Therefore, I can't so much enter before it and start in halfway to, as he still wants to open things, and later to start. I don't want here to enter and confuse. He talked about four stages of concealment and revelation. Okay. He spoke about the fact that in our world, the revealed providence is missing. Now he's talking about the fact that the revealed providence is that we feel good from the Creator. This is the revelation of His face, and that the providence, the concealed providence, is the concealment of the face. More than that, he didn't say. What is revelation? What is concealment? What is face? We say that it's good. A person in our world, for anything good, could say that this is the face of the Creator. Rather, we're talking about definition of states, these states towards those states, concealment and revelation. Soon we'll see later what he's telling us. For the time being, he's not explaining, he's just giving a few definitions. Yes.
Item 47. Sorry, 48. Yet when he behaves with his creations the opposite from the above mentioned, meaning when they suffer afflictions and torment in his world, it is considered the posterior of the Creator. This is because his face meaning his complete attribute of goodness, is entirely concealed from him, from them, since this is not a conduct that suits his name. It is like a person who sees his friend from behind and might doubt and think perhaps he is another. The writing says, then my anger shall be kindled and I will hide my face. During the anger, when people suffer trouble and pains, it means that the Creator is hiding his face, which is his utter benevolence, and only his posterior is revealed. In that state, great strengthening in his faith is required to beware of those of transgression, to beware of thoughts of transgression, since it is hard to know him from behind. This is called one concealment.
Meaning, the greatest pleasure is the revelation of the face. The sufferings are the concealment of the face. I'm talking about true discernments, spiritual discernments, not that it's pleasant or not pleasant to a person, but that it's pleasant for him that he's reaching revelation, and it's bad for him that he is in concealment. And then, according to that, he examines. Is he in revelation and concealment spiritually, or in good and bad, which is corporeal? In other words, if he is enjoying from doing acts of bestowal, and he's in bestowal, it's a sign that he's in revelation of the Creator, that the light of bestowal is illuminating for him, is shining for him. If he falls in his vessels, let's say the desire to receive grows in him, rises in him, in addition, and he cannot appreciate the quality of bestowal for the time being, then he enters concealment. But in this concealment, he can say that I am now in concealment. I am not enjoying the quality of bestowal. I'm not in it because my desire to receive is more than my appreciation of the desire to bestow. And he can define this state that if so, the quality of bestowal is not illuminating in him. That means the Creator is not illuminating. The face of the Creator is not revealed. Yes.
Item 49. However, when troubles and torments accumulate to a great extent, it causes a double concealment, which the book's name, concealment within concealment. It means that even his posterior is unseen, meaning they do not believe that the Creator is angry with them and punishes them, but ascribe it to chance or to nature and come to deny his providence in reward and punishment. This is the meaning of the verse, and I will surely hide my face in that they are turned onto other gods. That is, they become heretic and turn to idol worshipping.
Our principle is there's none else besides him, and good that does good for the wicked and the good. There's none else besides him, and he's good for everyone. So if a person does not hold on to these two principles, he's not directed to the truth, towards the true reality, which he is going to reveal. Rather, he's in all sorts of directions. He's kind of mistaken in the dark. He's wandering in the dark. And therefore, after one concealment one, there is a certain period for a person that he feels the first concealment, and then he has the ability to overcome. This overcoming comes also in several stages. If he has more strength, more force than the evil that's growing in him, then definitely he overcomes and he comes back to revelation. If he has less, then he cannot overcome the evil that's the ego, which is being increasing in him right now, and he goes to second concealment. So what determines not what's in him right now, because the Creator certainly is adding for him the greater ego than before in order to raise him to a degree so he will overcome and ascend. But really what's growing is the concealment. This is the difference between the path of the Torah and the path of suffering. Conglomerates force, means, support in the environment, then at that moment the environment helps him, and he doesn't have to go through the path of suffering to drop to the second concealment. Rather, he rises from concealment, the first concealment, to revelation. If he's not with the right attitude towards the surroundings, towards his environment, and it could be that he didn't care for this environment enough so it will supply all that he needs when he needs it, then what comes out is that he drops to double concealment and thus it advances slower, until from double concealment it's almost impossible to exit other than if you are felt bad for from the heavens. The society can't help you already if there's mercy from the heavens. Yes.
Can you maybe explain a bit more what does revelation mean?
Revelation means that I enjoy bestowal. Simply.
Without knowing what it is, without feeling it.
I don't know, I don't want to enter inwards in this because you're going to start to get confused. The best. You enjoy from bestowal to the others. To others. That's it. Less philosophizing around it. So it'll be clear to you what it is to be in revelation.
Can you explain what is the attitude of the mutual guarantee?
Mutual guarantee that I'm investing in the environment as whenever I'm capable. Only whenever I'm capable, I enter there like to a a box where we collect, you know, the pennies, like a piggy bank or something like that. You know, the collectors of stamps or, you know, anything just to collect. Well, you have to be a little crazy to collect your exertion and your efforts as much as possible towards the society, every single moment, as much as you can, and in everything that you can, that you're capable. This is all written on your account. When you drop to the first concealment, this can hold you and give you the addition of forces to overcome the evil, because you're dropping from revelation to concealment by the addition of the ego. And this addition of ego is in order for you to ascend. So you'll overcome it and ascend. And now you can ascend from first concealment through this, with the help of this force that you entered in the environment. If you weren't in the right connection with the environment, you didn't collect there your forces of exertion, then you don't have these forces for help, and you must fall to double concealments. And let's read about it. Yes.
Item 50. However, before that, when the writing speaks only from the perspective of one concealment, the text ends. They will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our God is not among us? This means that they still believe in providence and reward and punishment, and say that troubles and suffering come to them because they do not cleave to the Creator. As it is written, these evils come upon us because our God is not among us. This is considered that they still see the Creator, but only from behind. For that reason, it is called one concealment, only concealment of the face. Item 51. Now we will explain the two discernments of the perception of concealed providence which people sense, one concealment and concealment within concealment. One concealment relates only to the concealment of the face, while the posterior is revealed to them. This means that they believe that the Creator gave them the afflictions as a punishment, and although it is hard for them to always know the Creator through His posterior side, which brings them to transgress, even then, they are considered incomplete wicked. In other words, these transgressions are like mistakes, because they come to them as a result of the accumulation of the affliction, since in general they believe in reward and punishment. 52. Concealment within concealment means that even the posterior of the Creator is hidden from them, as they do not believe in reward and punishment. These transgressions of theirs are considered sins. They are considered complete evil, because they rebel and say that the Creator does not watch over His creations at all, and turn to idolatry, as it is written, in that they are turned onto other gods.
Foreign work is called that there's something that comes for everything that happens in the world, in the general manner or in the private manner, other than the one force. Other than there's none else besides Him. So this is called that one is already in double concealment. Yes. Yes, Gershon.
The torments that Bala Sulam writes about, it's when a person has problems and he starts
torments that he cannot justify the Creator on His providence. Those are the torments. Yes?
So the situation is that he has these principles of none else beside him, good that does good. The question is, where does he take the strength from when he does have this principle inside him, but on the other hand, he can't take of the problems that he encounters now?
I said, those forces that he would collect and gather in the society, in the group. In one in concealment one, he still has the ability to rise to ascent, to revelation. Because in concealment one, he is still in a state that he can justify the Creator and say that what's happening, I can't justify him because many problems found me. Meaning the desire to receive is coming, it's very big, it's new. It's true that it's not me, but I am, who am I? I am who determines what state I'm in. So now I determine that I am incapable in such a manner to justify the Creator. The good forces came to me, the bad forces came to me, I am between them, and I cannot, from this state, to advance and to justify Him. No, meaning I have an understanding that everything comes from the Creator, and there is such a burdening on me that I am incapable of justifying this situation. I understand and feel and can't justify. In such a manner, he has still something still to do. But again, where does it come from? If there were forces in him more than the desire to receive, which has now been revealed, the new one which burdens him, in which he's feeling these great torments and the great problems, then he would correct it. He wouldn't feel that something is coming up. Then he ascends and descends, but within the providence, within the revealed providence. But how to do this situation so that on one hand he has no ability whatsoever on his own to do anything, which is a true point, and on the other hand, so he will be able to receive from this strength and work with them. So there is the environment here, which is his vessel that he invested in earlier, and now he can turn to them and then use this. What we saw, read in free choice, that free choice is only by strengthening in the environment, only by investing in the environment, only by the help of the environment for a person. So when does this need to happen? When I'm up on the heights in double revelation, meaning in revelation of face, I don't need an environment. I'm in revelation. What do I have to receive from them? On the contrary, I'm investing at that time. When I'm in double concealment, also I'm dead. No one can help me. If a society can help, then it's not double concealment. And then what happens is that the choice is only between this and that. In the matter of mixture, of mixed. This is therefore also the sin of the of Adam Rishon. We, in Erev, evening in Hebrew, Erev is from the word Morav, which is mixed. And we relate all his sin to the environment, to the external vessel, and we build it. That's what Adam Rishon was missing. Yes?
So the state of the double concealment where a person dies, as he said, that it's only in order to give him the impression that he did not put into the group before, he didn't put in enough.
There's a lot more for what? But for the time being, yeah.
So what does it mean to put into the group 100%? What is that?
As much as he's capable. What is 100%? How can you say, how can you measure that?
So such a state won't come again.
Right? If someone invests right in the environment, he does not have to fall to double concealment. He's either in his vessel, his inner vessel, or his external vessel, which is the environment. And thus, he constantly is pouring from this side to that side, from inwards, from outwards, inwards, outwards, inwards, until the whole society enters in him. And that's it. Well, this is ideally, but we'll see what he writes.
Item 53. We must know that the whole matter of the work in keeping Torah and Mitzvot by way of choice applies primarily to the two aforementioned discernments of concealed providence. And Ben Hehe says about that time, the reward is according to the pain. Since his guidance is not revealed, it is impossible to see him, but only in concealment of the face, from behind, as one who sees one's friend from behind and might doubt and think he is another. In this manner, one is always left with the choice to either keep his will or break it. This is because troubles and the pains he suffers make him doubt the reality of his guidance over his creations, whether in the first manner, which is the mistakes, or in the second manner, which are the sins. In any case, one is still in great pain and labor. The writing says about this time, whatsoever thy hand attaineth to do by thy strength, that do. This is so because he will not be granted the revelation of the face, the complete measure of his godliness, before he exerts and does whatever is in his power to do. And the reward is according to the pain.
Meaning we must go through all the discernments. Without that, we won't have a ready vessel. And it all depends on how we use all the means during the time of the concealment, the double concealment or concealment one. These are the times, the states in which the providence is concealed, and we can show how much we overcome it by our external vessel, which is the environment. We have no overcoming. Just like that. If I can overcome, then I overcome. Then I have additional force, strength. If I can't, then I can. How could it be a system between me and me? Me and myself. Half this way and half this way. And in the middle, what? You're standing like a donkey who doesn't know to choose which path. So what do we do? Therefore, the state is not like that. Rather, I can constantly invest in the environment, and therefore the world is divided. One's world is divided to the I and the world, and if I invest in the connection with the external vessel, then through that I advance. And therefore the choice exists only at the time of concealment. And we learn that the choice is in the environment, that's constantly to strengthen the environment, and its influence on the person is his role in the choice to advance. Otherwise, where else can we find some free element that one can use according to his choice? Because actually in the system, he is always under the positive and negative force, and the balance of these forces define the state a person's in. He's all in all in the middle. Rather, if he constantly chooses from all the different states how much to invest in the society, the fact that he can invest in it, or how much to get assisted by it, and how much he can be connected to it and to be like one, either in the good state or the bad state times. This is what all his private work depends on. Yes.
Continuing what he says here, that all that you can do, you have to do, then the question is,
this too is talking only about the investment in the environment in order to not disconnect from there's none else besides him and the good who does good.
So, in our work, there are many opportunities which we identify as opportunities to bestow.
For me? For who?
To the group, to... efforts that we can make in order to advance. So the question is, these efforts, do they come in a measured way?
This is towards the group or towards what?
Toward the group.
So say, so you have an opportunity to influence the group.
So the question is, eventually, the quantity in which these possibilities and opportunities come, is it the ability to come out of the single concealment and not fall into the double? Is it about that?
I don't understand.
Previously, you described this box into which you pour in the bestowal, the exertion, the bestowal at each and every time you can. Now, when an opportunity comes my way and I realize it, will it eventually help me come out of the single concealment and not fall into the double concealment? If I don't realize the opportunity I was given, I'll fall into the second concealment. But does this demand us to relate to every opportunity this way?
Yes, he's telling you about the system and how it works and how you need to work in it if you want to use it properly, correctly. No more. More? Yes, Asaf.
I have to put into the environment in order to not disconnect from none else beside him, good that does good. The question is, free choice in the environment is when I feel a need that not to connect, or that I feel a need.
Again.
Okay. I have to invest into the environment in order to not disconnect from none else beside him. Now, the question is, the moment of choice, does it happen when I feel a need for that, that now I need their help, otherwise I fall? Or specifically in the state where I don't feel a need and I do it like a bank, you know, like the...
If you don't feel the need, then when you don't feel the need and you're investing, that's at the time that you're in revelation.
Where's the choice? This I don't understand.
You are in two states in which there are no choice, which is revelation of face and concealment of face. And the state which is in the middle, you have choice. What is it that you have choice? You implement what you did earlier. That's it. From the state of revelation of face, you have the investment in the environment. From the state of concealment of face, you have great sorrow. These are things that you have to also relate towards the environment. We'll talk about this next time. For the time being,
moving on to the next part.